There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you could join us. We have got a really terrific show with one of your favorite people of all times. We have got Tom Lesher coming on, and he's going to be talking to us about the last week of November and also the entire month of December, as well as other planetary influences that is going to affect our emotions and how we deal with things. You know, he has been right on target for me every step of the way. It's been amazing. And he's really taught me a lot. Now, here's the law of attraction. It's not so much about predicting what's going to happen, but it is giving you a hint as to what your blocks or what may be coming up for you so that you can expand into a different field or a different realm. It's all good information, and I hope you really take it and use it. It's been phenomenal for me. Tom was not here at the beginning of November, and, you know, he's becoming so popular on Law of Attraction Talk Radio that we had quite a few emails saying, hey, what gives? Where's Tom? You know, hey, I'm missing this. I think it's wonderful. Well, I was on the cruise at the beginning of the month, if you remember, and Tom was traveling the world once again, and I believe he was in India for 11-11-11. Now we're going to ask him about what happened. So tune in with his vibration as he delivers some really great insights for us. And before we bring Tom out, what I'd like to do is tell you a little bit about our upcoming cruise, because it's going to be incredible. Tom Lesher is actually going to have a major workshop on the cruise, and he's going to be talking about all kinds of things, and it's going to be so fascinating, but he's also going to be giving private readings on board, so I don't think you're going to want to miss that. And we also are going to have Dr. Garland Landreth. And if you can remember, we interviewed him, and his studies were the basis for the movie What the Bleep, and it's all about collective consciousness. He is fascinating. He's going to be doing a lot of EFT and Ho'oponopono. I hope I said that right. And then we are going to have Frank Butterfield, who is a channel of the Communion of Light. Now, we all know about Esther Hicks, and she is fabulous with the channel of Abraham. But I've got to tell you, never have I been so impressed with another group of entities. And it's like they are the expansion of Abraham. So it's like that we kept on asking for more detailed information, and it's true. It has been given. And you're going to find Frank to be absolutely delightful. On top of that, he's also going to be giving private readings on the cruise, so it's going to be wonderful. And of course, we have our little living angel coming on board with us as well, Christina McIntyre, and you saw her last week. She is a fantastic energy healer. So if you're into energy healing, whether you are a healer or just wanting healing, this is the place to be. It's going to be phenomenal, very powerful, and you're finally going to be able to release some of those blocks that you've been carrying around with you for your entire life. And it's going to be on April 30th. I want you to go to loaradionetwork.com and just find the cruise page. Click on it. It's going to take you over to where you can register and do it. And don't wait till the last minute. Do it now, because it's going to fill up fast. Okay, so my friends, I want you to sit back, relax, get comfortable, and tune in to our delightful Tom Lesher, international traveler and astrologer. We'll be right back, right after these words.
This is NLP tip number 2. How do you change a limiting belief? There are as many answers to that question as there are gurus trying to answer it. My answer is you go on a personal growth journey. Embark on a journey. Forget about the specific belief for a minute and just go on a journey that will help you learn about the nature of belief, that will allow you to gain new skills, that will allow you to change your entire life if you want to. Focus on that journey, and as you learn and develop and grow, your beliefs will change and adapt with you, and the ones that don't serve you any longer, they will fall away of their own accord. Now, the question is, how long is this going to take? The answer is the rest of your life. Life is a personal growth journey. It's what we're here to do. Let's focus on the process, enjoy it, learn and grow along the way. For more information, I'd love to share more with you at inlpcenter.com.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, loaradionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Have you been receiving your free issue of Alms Times magazine in your email box? Every 2 weeks you'll receive this top quality magazine that has spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific information that will rock your world. Go to almstimes.com, OMTIMES.com, to sign up for your free subscription today. Welcome, Tom, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so glad that we can talk this month because there are so many wonderful listeners that just missed you at the beginning of November. I guess they really come to depend on you and your reports.
Ah, shucks. That's great. I did. I got a couple of messages myself from different people. It's nice to be missed.
Yes, you are.
Especially traveling over here in India. I'm, you know, it's lonely on the road, so it's nice to get, you know, messages from people that, you know, they'd like to see me once in a while.
Well, tell me, where are you? And you were in India for the 11/11, right? So we want to hear all about that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's been a big deal here. I'm now in Dharamsala, or actually Mikleod Ganj, yes, which is where the Dalai Lama lives.
Oh, wow.
And so I could even show you the hills behind me. That's the Himalayas out there.
Wow.
I don't know if you can see them.
Yeah.
I'm at the foothills of the Himalayas, you know, right with the Dalai Lama. And hopefully I am going to see him while I'm here.
Wow.
And I've been in Rishikesh at the Paramount. I did 11/11/11. I came over here for a yoga and music festival, heralding the birth of the age of Aquarius on 11/11/11, according to Yogi Bhajan, who brought Kundalini yoga to the United States. And so there was 600 people gathered at the banks of the Mata Ganga, the mother of all rivers, the mother of life here in India. And we did yoga from 4 in the morning until late at night.
Wow.
It was a pretty amazing event, you know.
You feel the energies? I mean, was it, it had to have been really spectacular.
Well, yes, for sure. It's totally phenomenal. I mean, if you start doing your breath of fire and you start doing your yoga practices with 600 people in the same room, you're going to feel a lot of energy moving, whether it's the birth of the age of Aquarius or not.
Wow, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it was really a very powerful event in my life.
Wow, wonderful. Well, I'm envious, and it looks so beautiful there. So tell us what's going to happen during the last week of November and of December. And there has been a shift from October 28th, right? So if maybe we can continue, what's going to be happening here?
Well, there's lots going on. Where to start? Let's see. I'd say the main thing that we want to be looking at here is Sagittarius. The north node of the moon is moving through Sagittarius. And, of course, we know that the eclipses happen on the moon's nodes because the nodes is where the path of the moon crosses the ecliptic, which is the path of the Earth around the sun. So whenever the sun and the moon have a full moon or a new moon right on that point, we have an eclipse. We are having a partial solar eclipse in December, on December 10th, and it's going to be very powerful. It's basically a new moon occurring right there in Sagittarius, and it is also being squared by the planet Mars, which is going through Virgo. So this is a very powerful time, and we need to look at Sagittarius, particularly with that square to Virgo, because it's a time Sagittarius has to do with beliefs, with truth, with natural law, with expanding our understanding through our intuition and connection to something that is natural, something that is true, something that is going to last forever and has been forever. And the problem with Sagittarius is that, you know, there's been a lot of man-made laws, man-made religions, man-made theories, man-made scientific approaches to things that have really gotten accepted as natural, as true, as eternal. So what's happening now with this, particularly with this eclipse going through and through this month of December and in through January and February, is going to be this breakdown where what we have believed to be true, what we have thought, what we have been told, you know, whether through science or through religion or through government, oh, this is the way it is. This is what success looks like. This is, you know, what's going to make you happy. This is what's going to get you to heaven. This is what is moral. This is what is ethical. This is right and this is wrong. All of these truths, and I put that in quotes, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these beliefs, all of these, this is the way life is. This is what is now being challenged. This is what is falling away, and this is creating a lot of existential crises for people. I don't know what to believe in anymore. I don't know what to aim for, what to shoot for. The archer is shooting his arrow, and it's time to change direction. And the Sagittarius has to do with aiming that arrow, setting your course, you know, aligning yourself with a higher truth, with a higher purpose, with a higher vision. You know, of what life is about, of the meaning of why, of your existence.
Mm.
This is pretty critical.
Yeah.
You know, it's very critical. You know, psycho-spiritual, you know, integration, you know, into our daily world. So the good news is, okay, that, you know, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is moving through Taurus, and it's now trining Pluto through this month of December. And it does say that there are answers. There are ways. There is the truth. But here's the twist, and this is the catch, is that, how can I say? We're breaking out of the old conditioning. We're breaking out of the old norm where we could all follow the same recipe and get a good cake, where we could all do the same thing, where if we all made a lot of money, got married and had kids, we'd all be happy. You know, or a couple thousand years ago, you know, your dad was a shoemaker, you're a shoemaker, your son's a shoemaker. You know, it's all in the family. And you know, we all have the same things make us happy. But we're moving into this age of Aquarius now, which is all about diversity. And it's all about innovation and inventing and spreading out. and creative self-expression, taking a myriad of different manifestations. So the same truth is not true for everybody. What's happening now is this breakdown of the old structures, of the old religions, of the old dogmas, of the old doctrines, of the old this is the way that it is. That breakdown is clearing the way for multiple truths, multiple realities, multiple ways of expressing ourselves, multiple ways of fulfilling ourselves. So it's a good thing. You see what I'm saying? This Jupiter in Taurus, Taurus is all about my own self way. I'm self-sufficient, self-reliant. I do things my way. It's very subjective. Yes? And so we're coming out of this kind of collective mentality into an individualized mentality.
Oh, that's interesting.
That, you know, that can be very scary for people who would like to be, who... It's very scary for people who compare themselves to other people. Yeah. You know, the Joneses, you know, looking at, you know, my next door neighbors. Am I doing better than them? Is my car newer than theirs? Is my house, you know, if you're comparing yourself to other people, I've got the prettiest spouse. You know, I've got the, you know, the biggest whatever. If you're judging yourself and comparing yourself, you know, the way that it has been in the past, right, is to judge our success according to, you know, other people, then that's not going to work anymore. It's time to where we each have to come into our own, you know, our own self-evaluation or our own self-judgment or basically our own self-acceptance has to be not by proving ourselves to other people or how many other people admire us or love us or want to pay to see us or whatever, you know, but really how much I am, you know, in love with myself and how much I am content with my life the way that it is, irregardless, you know, of what it looks like to other people or what other people are saying about it or, you know, this, that, or the other thing.
Yeah, it makes sense because now instead of looking on the outside of us for our gauge of our success, we now have to depend on how we feel about us and about that determines our own self. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Okay.
So this is what this Sagittarius is about, right? And the sun is moving through Sagittarius right through December, you know, right through December 21st or so, right, you know, it goes into Capricorn at the solstice point. And so we have that eclipse happening on the 10th, and then we have, you know, further movement through Sagittarius, and then there's a shift, you know, as the sun moves into Capricorn, okay? And Mercury goes direct. There's a whole bunch of different things going on now. Because, and this December is actually a bit of a turning point. What happened is Jupiter and Uranus, okay, both went into the sign of Aries in the spring, in April. And then Jupiter whipped through and moved into Taurus. And it's gone through these early phases of Taurus until... It was actually on August 30th. It went up to 10 degrees of Taurus. August 30th, it turned around and went retrograde and is going back down to 0 degrees of Taurus. And in December, it goes direct. And it's going to go back over for a third sweep, okay, over from 0 to 10 degrees of Taurus. For the third time going direct from December right on through February and into March. Now this brings in, and Uranus is doing the same thing. This is the retrograde cycle. And what it does is it brings change in a threefold way, a threefold pattern. The law of three, the Trinity, three is a sacred number. We really want to look at this three because the first pass, okay, when Jupiter went into Taurus in June, okay, it, you know, it moved Actually, it went into Aries back in January. I'm sorry. It beat Uranus. Get these dates all screwed up. It went into Taurus in June. So from June to August, it went through 0 to 10 degrees. And Jupiter, moving forward into this new phase of Taurus, right? So the first pass is a new creation, new ideas, new potentials, new partnerships, new possibility, new ideas. This all was going on from June to August. It was time to initiate some new situations and conditions. Then it turns around. August 30th, it goes retrograde. From August 30th to December 10th, this retrograde process brings this time where it's necessary then to make changes, make adjustments, make shifts, okay, to accommodate the new idea, the new job, the new partner, the new idea. So we got this new coming in through the summer, and then, well, in America, and then, you know, from September to December is the time of change. We look at it in the threefold way. It's Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Create, sustain, destroy, right? So it's kind of visible through the summer, big changes. Through then September to December, it's more hidden as we adjust and shift and rearrange the furniture, you know, in our houses to accommodate this new person that's living there. Or, you know, it's not as noticeable, but it's time to make those inner changes. That maintain that Vishnu is inner changes, inner adaptation. And then, now in December, both Uranus and Jupiter go direct, and they're going to pass over those same points for the third time. And that third time says that the visible change is manifest, it's complete, it's over, it's done. So what I'm saying is what began in June for a lot of people has been working its way around, and through December, January, and February, it's time to finish. It's time to complete. It's time to cut those final cords, or it's time to, you know, hand your manuscript, you know, over to the publisher. It's really time to present those changes.
Wow.
Now, if you have planets in the early degrees of the fixed signs, right? This is Jupiter moving through 0 to 10 degrees of Taurus. That's opposite 0 to 10 degrees of Scorpio. And it's square to 0 to 10 degrees of Leo and Aquarius. These are the four points on that fixed cross that are really getting this Jupiter impulse. And Jupiter is the ruler of the North Node. That's how we got here. Yeah. So it is about this expansion, this opportunity through individualizing, separating, doing it your way, going your own, individual self-expression.
Wow.
So this turning that I want to emphasize for December is that. We had new ideas, new relationships, through June to August, and that is now changing inwardly from December through January and February. Then it's going to be time to really expose in some ways, time to expose ourselves, time to put ourselves out there and be seen. And this is particularly true because Jupiter is opposite Saturn. Yes, there's a Jupiter opposition Saturn going on all through the month of January, but it's particularly happening even right around Christmas. And this is a whole nother subject, but I want to give you a chance to say something. I could just talk.
I know. You're so fascinated. You know, really, everything that you've been saying, I can feel it. I mean, I know you had concentrated. You had mentioned before about it really being about relationships, new relationships, old relationships, siblings, parents, and everything during the month of November. And that held true. I mean, for everybody. Everybody's experienced that. And so now you're saying in the month of December, we're actually going to get to that completion state, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for saying that.
It is. It's really time to, and then through January and February, as Jupiter moves back through those same degrees, it's just like, guess what? You had your chance, you know, to make those changes, to, you know, to do your shift, and, you know, and now the window of opportunity in some ways is closing. By March, when Jupiter returns to that 10 degrees of Taurus, then that signals, okay, that what started in June, you know, needs to be wrapped up and completed. And if you didn't start anything in June and you didn't make any changes and you didn't seize the opportunity in the moment or whatever, then that opportunity is gone and it's not coming back. It's not returning, right? So, you know, it is in some ways, it's a completion for people that began projects. And it may be a time also then of, you know, some amount of disappointment or some amount of, you know, sorrow over lost opportunity.
Tell us how this relates to what's happening in the world. For example, we're having the Occupy Wall Street. We're having politics. We're having the super committee just fail because they can't bring us. How is this going to play out for all of us as far as the stars influencing?
Yeah, well, what's happening on that scale is that, you know, basically we are being shown through natural disasters, through man-made disasters, be they economic, banking, or, you know, religious or whatever, that external authority, you know, Big Brother, you know, this idea that we are held by, you know, some society or some job, some employer, some family, some religion, that we're being coddled and protected and are secure by fitting into this particular mode or job or identity. That's all collapsing. It's actually collapsing from now till 2023. 2024,
really?
When Pluto goes into Aquarius. Yes, this is Pluto moving through Capricorn. So what we're seeing is one crisis after another, and these are going to continue and intensify. Mars moving through the sign of Virgo. Virgo rules crisis, and Mars has just gone into Virgo, and it's going to stay there until next July. So this Mars it's about heat. If we want to get more specific, Mars is about heat. It's about drought. Yes, it's about fire. It's about war. So we have this Mars squaring the eclipse that's happening on December 10th to 14th. It's going to be going on that whole week. That can be a very point. That can be a crisis point economically and of course, with nature. But one way or the other, even these natural disasters cost a heck of a lot of money, right?
Right.
So we have pressure. We have tension happening through the economy that is putting a lot of, you know, need. Okay, it's breaking down. It's getting demolished. It's getting annihilated. And this is necessarily so because we don't need it any longer. We don't need it anymore. The current structures are limiting the personal, free, creative self-expression that is the future form of human experience.
True.
So, you know, so these forms are disintegrating, they're going away, and we're going to have Occupy Wall Street. We're having new communities. This is Aquarius, okay? These are the inventors, the rebels, the revolutionaries that have new ideas, new ways of hooking up, new ways of connecting, new ways of solving problems. These are our future scientists and our future creators that are going to be founding fathers and mothers, you know, of this Aquarian age. Yeah. So, what I see occurring through December, is just continuing. There's going to be the economy is going to continue to destabilize. You know, the dollar is going to, things are not going to be, you know, there is some idea or some hope, you know, in some offices somewhere that this is temporary. There's going to be a, you know, it's going to return to the way that it was, or that, you know, the markets are going to come back, or that some miracle is going to put everything back the way it was. But this is not the case. There is no return. Things are not going to stabilize again until there are fundamental changes in the, you know, the very roots of the banking system, of the Federal Reserve, of how the government operates, you know, of how many terms are, you know, legislators have, this, that, and the other thing. It's weird talking about America being over here in India.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I would prefer to talk about a global situation, but, you know, if a lot of your listeners are in America.
No, I know, actually. No, we could talk about the world. But what you're saying about the economy does not mean that there aren't people out there who are still going to make money, but in perhaps a different way, not the old established ways. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, so this is the other thing. Jupiter in Taurus. Hello? Jupiter is expansion, opportunity. Okay, it's abundance. It's prosperity. And it's going through Taurus, which is material, physical, money, resources, capacities. This is actually a time, yes, very powerful time, from June of 2011 to June of 2012 as Jupiter moves through Taurus. This is a time of discovery. This is a time of uncovering, of digging down. It's like we're finding new sources of gold or new sources of diamonds, you know, within ourselves, right? Our, you know, new creative impulses. So this is actually a time, there's going to be a lot of little startups. This will be lots of little communities, lots of little relationships, lots of, you know, new movies or new enterprises or, you know, new technology. You know, I mean, so this is all going on now. It won't be seen so much till Jupiter goes into Gemini, which is June of 2012. That's an air sign, and that's publicity and networking, and it's going to be much more visible. Right now, just Jupiter in Taurus is the Earth, and it's more hidden and it's more personal, and we're not really ready to unveil our new masterpiece.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, behind the scenes, you know, behind the scenes, there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of success, there's a lot of building up of money, of resources, of power that's being directed and diverted into new projects, new companies, new, you know. Yeah, it's as long as all I can say is, if you're doing something new, you are going to be fine.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
That's all you got to do. All you have to do is change. As long as you're changing, as long as you are renovating, remaking yourself, changing jobs, evolving your relationship, as long as you're doing something new and inventive and innovative, you are with the flow of energy. If you are trying to hold on and say, oh God, I've always done this, or I've always had that, or don't leave me because I need you, or blah, you know, if you're in this space, you know, of wanting to like maintain or hold on or strengthen what you've, you know, been doing for so long since you were born or whatever, you know, then you're going to face more, you know.
Yeah,
challenge.
I get it. How fun is that? I love that. That's so positive. So it is a very exciting time that we're in.
Yeah, it's like the gun has gone off. You know, the gates are open, and the horse better start running. as long as you like to run and you're ready to start and you're excited about the future and you've got some ideas, you know. And so, okay, this brings us down to another level, right? Okay, the next level is intuition, Sagittarius, ideas.
Ooh.
Right? Where does inspiration originate? Okay. In some way, shape, and form, I actually feel that all that gray, twisted matter in our brain is just a big, huge, wound-up antenna. And we're just, yeah, you know, we individually tap into the collective unconscious at different levels, different ways. And this is where all the ideas, all that is all that is. There's nothing outside of all that is. We tap into the future through coming into alignment with our own personal core. So as you're doing your yoga, as you're doing your meditation, as you're doing your spiritual practice, right, and you're clearing out all of your old conditioning, what your parents told you and your teachers and your priests and your rabbis or whoever you listen to, as you erase that, you come into a clear state. Yes? You know, you erase the chalkboard, and then you allow, yes, this opens up, you still your mind, your egoic conscious thinking that exists within a dualized, you know, dualistic reality, and you move into infinite consciousness, and that blackboard that you have erased is then filled with, you know, inspiring, futuristic, new ideas that are needed. Right? It's coming in from the superconscious, the collective unconscious, because it's needed at this time. And so then you fulfill a role, you fulfill a position, right, that is needed in the future because you have cleared your past. It's hard to put some of these concepts into words.
No, you are making a lot of sense. So let's talk about the rest of the world, because as you just said, you know, there's troubled times, but there's great expansion for those new places who are choosing to go a different way. All of the unrest with Libya, Syria, all these places now have the choice to grab onto that Jupiter. Is that right?
Yes. Absolutely. However,
okay, let's go into deep here.
Well, it's a little tricky. You don't just like grab onto Jupiter and fly away on a magic carpet.
Darn.
Because there's actually a lot of demolition that needs to occur.
Uh-huh. And that's been happening.
You know, the process of birth can be pretty messy, you know. I mean, I've delivered 3 kids myself, so I know it's a bloody mess. Anyway, you know, before you catch that little newborn, you know, there's a lot that goes on beforehand, and it's not easy and it's not fun. So, coming out of the canal here, you know, is, you know, this is a process of, yes, we're, you know, it's awakening and there's light and there's air and, you know, maybe we get spanked if we start breathing. But, you know, the first thing we want to do is suckle.
Yeah.
And hold on to something, and the thing is to hang in that point between the past and the future as long as possible, because that is the point where there is the greatest amount of choice.
Uh-huh.
But to answer your question, on a worldwide basis, okay, and with these governments and with these rebellions, what's going on is hopefully there's not just the, you know, get rid of Gaddafi and replace him with somebody else.
Hmm.
There's not this instantaneous, oh God, we need structure and government and, you know, somebody to tell us what to do. So that guy wasn't good enough. Let's shove somebody else in there, you know, and keep the same, you know, whether it's a dictatorship or a, you know, a socialistic or a capitalistic, you know,
yeah.
The idea here is to not just change the cosmetic face, you know, and just put a new personality in there. Oh, Obama's, you know, got some color. He's going to change our political system. You know, it's like we got to change the whole system,
yeah.
Right? It's not the personalities. It's not. So it's if we just try to put Band-Aids on a, you know, a sword gash, you know, or a bullet wound, you know, it's going to be very temporary, and it's going to cause, you know, it's just going to be longer and maybe get infected and ooze out in the future. So the unrest that is happening now is really, like I say, it is a beginning of the tear down, the break up, and what needs to really still happen is that all of the, not just the leaders, but the second in command, the third in command, you know, the little accountants that are breaking the numbers in the background, and
yeah.
There needs to be a whole deep reconfiguration, an analysis, and a sweeping out of the closet before we just jump into, you know, a new face, a new government, new bank,
Well,
need another new bank.
Yeah, we don't. Let me ask you something, being into the law of attraction. How are we supposed to be thinking? We're supposed to be, of course, letting go of the fear, but how do you suggest we think in order to manifest more peace within us? How are we supposed to be thinking?
That's great. Stop thinking. That's what I've been saying for quite a while here, right? We have to look at it. You got the left brain and the right brain, okay? This left brain is that linear, logical, rational, plus, minus, good, bad, right, wrong. That's our ego, living within this third dimensional reality. And it's, it has its place. It has its purpose. It's like the CEO that keeps our body alive and keeps all the systems functioning.
Yeah.
However, we can confuse our identity, ourself, with that ego.
Right.
And we can get lost in the plus, minus, good, bad, gain, loss, win, lose types of scenarios through our thinking. So the idea here is to not necessarily to stop thinking. I mean, we keep that left brain going, but we shift the core of who we feel that we are, of our sense of identity, of ourself, to our more cosmic spiritual source center or soul, as we call it in evolutionary astrology, yeah? The soul. So as we identify ourselves with our soul, then we hire our ego just to run this earthly game that we're playing, but we know it's a game. And we don't get caught up in it. And our happiness, our joy, our fulfillment is not contingent upon or dependent upon the outcome or the goal, or it's not result or, it's not future, oriented, or result-based thinking. Yeah?
Good.
So once we get over that hump and we understand that it's all process, it's all a process of becoming, there is no end, there is no result, then that frees us up to function more in the present moment, which is where the joy and the happiness exists.
Yes.
So what it has to do a lot with is detaching from the outcome.
Great. That's perfect.
I have this new idea, or like I fall in love with this new person, and in the old days it's like, oh, well, if we love each other, then that means that we're going to get married and we're going to have kids and we're going to settle down and we're going to No. It's in some ways pulling yourself out of the future into the present moment. I am in love with you now, and that doesn't mean anything except that I'm in love with you now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we're not going to crowd, we're not going to cram, we're not going to latch on and hang a bunch of future expectations or attach a whole bunch of weight onto this present experience. And that is going to free us up to be more fully present in this moment. And that then is the key, of course, this is all my opinion.
No, it's brilliant. I agree with you. This is fantastic. Oh, yeah, that's very much on target. And you're absolutely right. So, Tom, because we have a few moments left, let me ask you, because I've already made the announcement that you're coming on the cruise.
Yes, I'm going to come on that cruise. I'm very excited about that. Thank you for inviting me.
It's going to be fantastic, but tell everybody, what are you going to be talking about? Well, of course, it's the stars, but anything in particular in your workshop?
Well, yes, indeed. I'm going to be talking about, you know, what is occurring. The cruise leaves out of L.A. in April.
Right.
And we're going to go down to Mexico and come back up again. And during that cruise, I'll be doing workshops and personal readings and things like that. And we'll be doing lots of Kundalini yoga. But the emphasis, the focus is going to be on the planetary aspects that are occurring at that time. And so we see that time is, there's a lot going on with Saturn still moving through the sign of Libra. Yes. So that there's still a lot going on with relationships and partnerships and intimacy and how we transform ourselves and the very deepest layers of our consciousness through partnership and relationship. So I'm going to be speaking, you know, a lot about and working a lot with actually Jupiter moving through Taurus and Saturn on the edge of moving into Scorpio a little later on is bringing up a lot of sexual issues.
Really?
For people. It's bringing up a lot of issues around intimacy and vulnerability. So we really want to move into this place. As we're all becoming more autonomous and more sovereign, it becomes a little more challenging for people to maintain that Taurus sense of self and, you know, self-sustainment and, you know, be in relationship and partnership on very deep, intimate, physical levels at the same time.
Wow. Wow. Well, and I know that I asked you before I set up the cruise date, I ask you, well, is this a good time to go on the cruise? And you said,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's a number of fantastic alignments that point to it being a really good time.
Oh, good. All right. I know it's going to be fun, and I'm looking forward to it. Any last words for all of our viewers until next month and you return? Where are you going to be next month, by the way?
Next month, I'm going down. I'm in the now. I have to practice what I preach, right? I have no idea where I'm going. No, I'm doing a workshop in Bali in December, and then I'm coming back to the States for Christmas and the New Year's, and then returning home to Hawaii in January.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Well, so how long are you going to be in India?
Another couple weeks.
Oh, good for you. And you're going to meet the Dalai Lama?
Well, I'm hoping. They say you have to write a letter, and then they read the letter to see if he's going to see you or not.
Well,
I think the chances are pretty slim.
No.
I might see him in a car driving by.
No, we're going to set our intentions out here so that you go see the Dalai Lama. We want that to happen. That's what we want. Everybody's going to join me so that you can do it, and then you can report to us when you saw the Dalai Lama, what happened, because we want you to go see him.
Great.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen. All right.
That'll make it.
Yeah. Well, we have just lost our connection to Tom, who's coming to us from India. And isn't it amazing that it happened right when we were going to end the show? So the timing is perfect. Isn't modern technology just brilliant? I love this. I am thrilled. So on behalf of Tom, I want to Thank you for tuning in, and he'll be back with us next month. And on the behalf of me, I want to thank you again for sharing your energy with me, and I hope you'll come back next week. In the meantime, I want you to have a wonderful week, and I hope that you choose to be happy. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you, the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com.